Well, folks, we are in the thick of it. Winter, I mean. Have any of you been feeling the February blahs? Thank God it is the shortest month of the year. For you sports fans, the football season is over. Basketball's March Madness awaits us, and baseball's spring training has yet to begin. Unless you are a skier, it is cold, too cold to do much of anything outside. Yes, we are at the very bottom of winter. But this low point of nature's challenging season can be an opportunity for growth, to listen to the God who comes to us in the deepest, darker moments of winter, if we but just listen. So how appropriate are tonight's readings? Did you notice something similar and distinctive about all three readings? In each reading, we hear a response to a call, a personal and intimate call. Isaiah, Paul, and Peter each sensed that there was something very personal addressed to them. In Isaiah, we hear, quote, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?' 'Here I am,' I said, 'send me.'" Isaiah was getting in touch with something deeper, something intimate. The Spirit was asking him, calling him. Then in Paul's letter, we hear, quote, "For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received." Paul had received something very intimate, not just on the way to Damascus. What Paul was reiterating was really the summary of the Christian faith. How it was handed on. How it was handed on for Cephas, namely Simon Peter. Cephas was pronounced. He was the one who first experienced the call and also experienced it at the resurrection. And so Paul lays out for the Corinthians a summary of how this oral tradition was emerging out of Jerusalem. And Paul says himself, "I am unworthy. I wasn't one of the first of the apostles." Paul listened and followed the Spirit. And in the gospel, we hear Peter proclaim, "For astonishment that the catch of fish had seized him. It was almost that he was being caught." Did you notice that being seized by the Spirit is like we're all being like fish caught in the net, the eternal net of love that helps us to move in and out of the winters of our lives. And notice how to go out into the deeper waters. Having been in Galilee and having swum in the shallows of Galilee, it's no problem. When you go out into the deep of that deepest fresh water body on the face of the earth, the winds come. And as we know, they came and Peter was afraid, as all the disciples were, when the winds came in the deepest waters. Isn't that true for you and me? Often in the deeps of winter, or metaphorically in the darkness, wherever we experience it, the deeper waters. But there's where the opportunity is, my brothers and sisters. It's in the deep, and the anxieties and worries, and into the Februaries. The Lord can really come if we might just listen. How would they do it? They listened. They opened themselves, particularly in their wounds and worries, to receive this personal call. Use those wounds, those anxieties, as opportunities to say, "Lord, I really need help in this area. Not in my strengths, but in my weaknesses, my vulnerabilities." So said Isaiah. So said Paul. So said Cephas. So said the females, the disciples, Mary Magdalene, the first to experience the resurrection in John's gospel, a woman who had anxieties and brought them to the Lord. Yes, each of them, in their own way, addresses their vulnerability, or should I say, their humanity, their worries, their wounds, their sins. And yet they sense the Spirit of God came to them in a deeply personal, intimate way. and they had the courage and trust to respond. Ignatius of Loyola says, God comes to us where we are. It's important to listen, where are we? And in February, blahs in the deepest dark of winter, it's a perfect time to get a sense of where am I in the cold and the frigid movements of nature, of my human nature. Yes, I hear you, and I know that you are not worthy, is that voice saying. But still I am calling you, Peter. Still I'm calling you, Paul. Still I'm calling you, Mary. I am calling you, each of us. Do we hear it? Do we hear it in the silence and the darkness? Do we hear it in the February movements of the coldness and the shriveling? That's where the Spirit can most speak to us. We might listen. Be not afraid. I love you, and I want to help you, is the Spirit of these early disciples, these listeners of God's Spirit, led them to respond. And so these ancient figures may teach us something. And during this time of year, I find it quite helpful to go inside, not just in our homes and our dwellings, but inside our inner self, which the climate can invite us to do. We do so by noticing, so often, in nature. The Jesuit spiritual writer William Barry often talks about, what is prayer? Notice. Notice. Outside and inside. The Ignatian practice of the examine is one way to notice in a disciplined way. What has God been doing today in my life? Did I notice it? I find nature, especially then at this time of year, as opening God's Spirit to us. Where is God's Spirit communicating the self of God to our inner self? A friend of mine put it in these words as he reflected upon the deepest dark of winter. The days move slowly as if they were trudging through deep snow, trying to reach the midpoint of winter. It is not uncommon for daytime skies to darken in the morning and pull the rest of the day down like a window shade into grayness, the color of wet cement. Body, mind, and soul, as it were, huddled together, each lifting the other. In the dark and cold, we learn that even the smaller act of will can plant a seed of new life. There are minuscule signs of thaw in the next weeks as we move into the water signs of Pisces. We can see this softening on the bright young faces of children on their way to school. Even though we are still in the eye of winter, daylight lasts almost 2 hours longer than it did in December. A careful observer notices that the long season itself is showing signs of weariness as the gray gives way, little by little, to light. Do we not notice it? I remember in a dark February moment when I was disappointed in a major decision in my life that I noticed the movement of the darkness becoming bright. And I noticed a robin in the end of this February month, listening, bouncing, watching, and then it caught its worm. It had the patience to listen, and that little robin made a big difference in the discernment of my life. I had the grace to be able to notice at that juncture. We are in a juncture of winter. It's midway, before the busyness of spring. We have the chance, my brothers and sisters, to go inside and listen. Listen to the call. Come, my brother and sister. I choose you. I need you. I send you to bring the good news, the bright news, whatever the weather, to my brothers and sisters in the cold darkness of their lives. Let us believe in the light of Christ.